With Thanksgiving coming up, this is a big time of year for football, but there's a troubling trend that's raising questions about the future of the sport, especially at the high school level. There have been at least 11 deaths in high school football this season alone, all of them since July when practice started for many teams. Most of the deaths were caused by head or neck injuries suffered in games or practices. Others died from heat-related illnesses or problems caused by exertion. The latest death was a 17-year-old player from Sharon Springs, Kansas, named Luke Shem, who died on November 4th. He collapsed on the field after scoring an extra point and could not be revived. His father said his son suffered trauma to his brain before he died. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he's with us now. Mike, 11 players dead this year. Is that unprecedented?
Well, it is the highest, but when we're talking about a collision sport and a sport played by kids who, when you say high school, sure, it means 17 and 18-year-olds, but it also can mean 14-year-olds, underdeveloped kids, there is always a risk. Three deaths a year on average has been about what has been reported. Perhaps there was underreporting 10, 20 years ago. But what the answer about why there is so many more deaths is, fact one, it is a collision sport, and it is, in some horrible, tragic circumstances, deadly. But fact two is when you're dealing with such tiny, tiny numbers, even a small variance will result in a large statistical anomaly. Last year in 2014, I think on the show, we talked about a spate of 4 days where three players died, and that drew a lot of attention also.
Well, and these are the deaths we're talking about. There are also people who suffer serious injuries, concussions.
Yeah, concussions are a serious problem, and we're not exactly sure how big the problem is. A couple of years ago, in the League of Denial documentary, as reported on PBS, they reported that there were about 11.2 concussions per 10,000 games played. Recently, JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine, came out saying it was about twice that much for high school students. But JAMA's reporting says that concussions are more prevalent on the college level. The previous report, which was done by the Institute of Medicine and the National Research Council, said the opposite, that they're more, that the high school was more prevalent than college. So there's still a lot that is unknown with concussions. So many concussions go unreported. It is dangerous. It is correlated. Concussions are correlated to why a lot of these kids die. There is a continuum of head trauma, and when it gets very bad, it can result in deaths. And while more understanding is going on now, and while there's more attention, I think there's so much more that's not known than is known.
So what are some of the ideas that are out there to try to make football safer? We know that there are members of Congress who want the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to examine the causes of these football-related deaths and make recommendations for how to prevent them. But what are the ideas out there to make it safer?
You can't make football safe. You can't make it totally safe. Sure, every sport has some risk, and on average, three basketball players die a year, usually with pre-existing heart conditions. Some college squads have begun practicing without helmets. A lot of the injuries occur during practice. The NFL has a heads-up program, which teaches blocking and tackling techniques to keep the head out of the way. I'm not saying that does nothing, but I would not look to the NFL as the cure for this. I would look to outside doctors. In fact, I would look around the NFL if you look at the history of them trying to suppress evidence about concussions. Of course, they don't want tragedy, and they want to keep the pipeline, the free pipeline, by the way, of high school and college players flowing to them. But I would not necessarily think of them as the leader in the way to make kids safe. Short answer, ban football. That's unrealistic.
Is that unrealistic? Do you think that will be unrealistic going forward?
In America?
I'm talking about at the high school level, though.
Yeah, it's the most popular high school sport, and almost no girls play. Over a million boys play football. It's been inching down ever so slightly. So it's like 1,083,000, the last statistics in 2014, 2015. A couple years ago, it was 1,090,000-something. State of Texas saw a 2% decline. Football is enormously popular. Americans love football. Americans, rightly so, think it's not going to happen. The death, at least, is not going to happen to their kid. It's not been true in 11 communities. I've been to teams where it's happened. There's usually a narrative of, you know, there was nothing we could have done to foresee this, nothing we could have done to prevent that. I mean, I don't know if there's nothing we could have done. Maybe the heads up tackling program helped. Maybe having a doctor on the sidelines, though that's enormously expensive. And we're talking about cash strapped districts. I think that there are no easy answers in a society such as we are that loves football, except maybe having to accept a certain number of deaths. And that's a crazy thing in a way. Deaths to play for high school kids to play a sport. But it is a violent sport. And this is reality.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Mike, you point out, rightfully so, it's a very, very popular sport. But I can't imagine that parents around the country are going to, as you say, just accept that there are going to be a certain number of deaths. But we'd love to hear from you at hereandnow.org. Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.